how did the hard kiss begin?
How did the hard kiss begin? Well, it began like in 2011 when we met with Julia and we decided to create the band. Julia had like total different taste from mine because I was really into metal and she was into jazz. And somehow we decided to create like a bit heavy, a bit light music. And the hard kiss began.
How did you go from the humble beginnings to strange moves?
I don't know. Basically, we were just experimenting with the stuff. We didn't really know what kind of style we want to play, and we decided like basically to give us a chance to create different styles during like 3 years. So we kind of played with the sounds, played with the styles, and somehow we, I don't know, like from Babylon, from our first song, which was really light and sad. Light and sad. We created like strange moves. I don't know. Basically, we just tried not to concentrate on one style.
Now the video for Strange Moves is awesome. How did that come about? I mean, who came up with the concept for the video and where was it shot and all of that?
The video was shot in Kyiv. I'm like as a creative director for the music band. I shoot all the music videos as a director. And we called our friends Kazaki and we asked them, would they mind to take a part in finishing our first album and become like as a band, as a duet to play with us. And they said, yeah, sure, why not? So we agreed and basically like in three months we shot the music video.
Nice. Now, the Hard Kiss is based in Kyiv. What is the music scene like in Kyiv?
Oh, it's crap.
So...
Well, I can count on one hand all the English, like speaking or like well English singing bands. There's not much happening in Ukraine in the music industry at all.
So there's no places to play, and there's
no, there are places to play, but there's no competitors.
Basically,
everyone sing in Ukraine or in Ukrainian or in Russian, and basically we are the only band in Ukraine that sing kind of rocky style in English. There are a few other bands that sing in English, but they're more lighty. They're more electronical.
Oh, okay. Well, what about the radio stations? I mean, is it easy to get on any of the radio stations out there? Or?
Well, if you sing in English, it's hard. If you sing in Russian or Ukrainian, it's pretty easy. It's pretty easy. Because, I mean, as I said, there's not many bands around at all. So any radio station, they are kind of happy to have, the artists on the radio station.
Now, go ahead.
I mean, we are actually right now on a really good positions with a Europa Plus. That's one of the toppest Ukrainian bands, one of the toppest Ukrainian radio station in Ukraine. So
nice. Now you've won the UNO awards in Ukraine, which is a pretty big deal out there, right? I mean, why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, UNO is the only actually musical awards, national musical award in Ukraine, and we won four of them for UNOs. For the best album, for the best new act, for the best song, and for the best music video. So it's really actually a big deal.
Nice.
For us and everyone.
Yeah, that's a national award.
Yeah. And we're really surprised because this year we won the best song, and the song was in English, and we're in Ukraine. So that's kind of weird.
Nice.
Good.
Now you got the Hard Kiss is coming to Britain. Are you moving there?
Well, we would love to. But I don't. I mean, right now we're just working. We're just working on how to get to British market, musical market. So actually, I've spent 8 years living in England. I used to live in Cambridge, in Brighton, in London. I was studying. I was doing fine art. So then I moved back to Ukraine, and we decided to create a band. So right now we're thinking probably one day we'll come back to England again and probably start from there.
Now, do you think the band, I think the band would go off really well in the UK. I mean, because you guys have a very well-rounded international sound.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Well, I don't know. Probably if we're having it, then I don't know. Yeah, thank you. I don't know.
Hope so.
We hope so.
Have you ever thought about coming to the U.S.?
U.S.? Well, yeah.
But British market is much more for us, I think. It's much more stylish than U.S. market, I think.
Yeah, it's a lot more progressive, too.
Yeah, we like much more British music than American.
Yeah, I was just talking to a friend of mine the other day that lives in the UK, and I was telling him that the U.S. market, during the middle of each decade, the U.S. market gets kind of stagnant.
Mm-hmm. I think the style that we're creating right now, the music that we're having, is not that happy, and I think it would suit better to British market. You see, like, I mean, in America, everything is happy. Everything is happy. The music is happy, like,
party.
The parties, like, everyone is partying, and that's not really
the hard case.
Yeah, it's not really the hard case. It's not really our cup of tea.
Yeah, and it's a bit more manufactured over here, too.
Yeah.
You know, I think. Well, how would you describe the Hard Kisses sound if you could relate it to other artists out there? Who would you say it's a combination of?
Oh, it's a combination. It's hard. It's really hard. I don't know. I mean, we're not really trying to stick to some kind of style. I mean, we're calling it like progressive pop rock. Progressive pop rock, because nowadays pop really changed. Before it was really light and soft and sweet. Now pop is becoming to be a bit hard, so we're just calling it progressive pop rock. And the style that thinking we sound of, I don't know what kind of style we think. I don't know, because we're listening like totally different kind of bands. We're listening to the band Hurts, we're listening to Prodigy, we're listening to Deftones, we're listening like to, I don't know, some jazz bands.
It's all influences.
Yeah. Muse, I don't know.
Yeah, it sounds like you guys have a lot of influences, because the reason I asked that to you guys is because I couldn't pin your sound down to any multitude of bands. I mean, it has an original, you know, I would say maybe thick, lush, melodic tone to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we hope that we have our own style, the Hard Kiss style of music.
Exactly. Yeah. That's how greatness starts. So what is the songwriting process like for the Hard Kiss? I mean, being that you guys have your own sound pegged down, I mean, so how do you write for that?
Well, basically basically Julia, she writes everything on piano. She creates the melody, and then she gives it to me, and I'm kind of creating the arrangement for it. So I'm sticking with the synth and guitars and just combining all together and trying to find the right sound that wouldn't be that heavy for Ukrainian, listeners, and wouldn't be that commercial as well at the same time. It's just combination.
Now, you have such an EDM, you have a little bit of an EDM tone about your music. How are you able to, how do you meld that in to the final product versus how it's, you know, when you're writing the music on a piano and a guitar and all that other stuff, how do you inject the EDM aspect into it?
I think it's all about my keyboard, Virus. that's been used, like, I don't know, in the 80s at the same time by the bands like Depeche Mode and Prodigy and all this stuff. Yeah, that probably just because I grew up like I was born like in 84, and I was raised at the same time on the music that was there.
Now, when did you all start playing music when you were young?
Julia's parents, they're the musicians. So basically she was singing from the age of 3 and she was playing like from the age of 5. And I've never went to any musical school. It's just, I don't know, I'm just experimenting. Even nowadays, I don't know the notes.
Oh, wow. Wow, there's a lot of people. There's a lot of people that could say that. I actually heard somewhere that that Eddie Van Halen is that way as well.
Yeah, it's just easy. It's just easy because you don't know. You just
you don't have rules.
You don't have rules. You're just basically just sticking your fingers on those buttons, and just somehow the sound comes out that you like.
Mm-hmm. Now, one question I have. I've always been fascinated with this. How was the music scene? We talked about the music scene in Ukraine. Now, how was it when you were really young, when it was still part of the Soviet Union, versus now?
Well, when we were young, there was a lot of rock sounds,
Russian rock,
like Russian rock bands around. And at the same time, there's a lot of bands appeared that tried to sound like, probably, you know, the band Too Unlimited.
Okay.
Yeah. So everyone in Ukraine tried to sound like Too Unlimited. There was like a guy and a girl, and he was rapping, and she was singing, and that's it. That's what the whole market for the 90s in Ukraine.
Wow. Because the reason I ask is because I remember that time in the 90s. See, I was born in 73, so I was just becoming an adult around that time, and and I remember, you know, towards the end of the Cold War, how the U.S. and the Soviet Union, the music and the culture started bleeding into each other there because we started to get to know each other. And, you know, like I would say that started with the Moscow Music Peace Festival, you know, and then just kind of spread out from there. And then we started hearing a lot of Russian bands like, you know, Gorky Park. I remember that band really well, you know, and then and you know, how everything just melded. And one of the things I was wondering is how that might have affected, you know, the music in the Ukraine.
I don't know.
I think among all countries from the ex-Soviet Union, Ukraine is much more progressive than even Russia, because Ukraine is much more European, and we are trying to make progressive music. So yes, we have not many bands that sings in English, but these bands are really cool. So Ukrainian market is much more progressive.
I've heard that from a lot of people, actually, that have said that Ukraine is much more ahead of, you know, the surrounding former Soviet states, you know, when it comes to art, culture, and just, you know, the generalized attitude of the people. Now, do you think, let me ask you this. Why do you think that is?
I think when USSR split up, and when Ukraine became to be independent, is when people felt the freedom, and they try and they wanted to experiment with everything actually.
With business,
the music videos, with the music. So that's probably why. I mean, they didn't want to stick, I don't know,
with
in the past.
Nice. How do you think the internet has played a role in getting the Hard Kisses music out there?
Oh, I think it's played a huge role for us, because when we released our third single and the music video Makeup in Ukraine, not many like radio stations or like or TV. The TV channels wanted to take us. And they said to us, well, basically, if you'll become to be popular in internet, we will do something about it. So when we took the first Yuna for the best music video, on the next day they called us and said, like, hey guys, now you're on TV, now you're on the radio stations, blah, blah, blah. Well, you became to be kind of famous.
And here's the funny thing. That's kind of the way it works over here, too. And it's almost like a catch, what they call a catch 22, where, you know, like the chicken or the egg. Like, okay, to be famous, you have to be on TV. But to be on TV, you have to already be famous.
Yeah. But when we had our first million view on the YouTube, everyone were happy, and everyone said that now, guys, you are something. You are something in this business.
Nice. Now, how do you get to a million views on YouTube? Because, you know, like I said, I've uploaded videos that have gotten like maybe 40,000-50,000 views, and then I've got uploaded videos that I thought were better that got like 100. You know, so how do you get a million views on YouTube?
I can tell like a small story. Basically, when we shot our first music video, it was black and white. It was black and white, and it was called Babylon. It was a sad song. So we thought we created a music video, blah blah blah. We wanted to move on from there, and then we created the song called Dance With Me. It was in color, yeah, nice music video. Nothing actually changed. The views are still the same, blah, blah, blah. So we've decided to take in our music videos some youngsters, like teenagers. So then if we'll take them into our music video, they will spread the music video between themselves. So we invited like a lot of our friends in our music video, and then when the music video came out, make up, they started to spread this music video between themselves, and it became to be kind of huge.
Okay, so it's a combination of word of mouth, and you know, everybody and the other kids wanting to let everybody know that they were in the video.
Yeah,
and these kids, they really were very handsome boys, beautiful girls, everything in color, and rocky at the same time, and it was really something new, not even in Ukraine, in Europe. After we made a makeup video, there were a lot of very similar videos after that, in Europe, I mean. So I think it was something new.
Yeah, it was new. It was bright, because I mean, even for Ukraine, no one before us created that kind of music video. Everyone were like into like darky stuff and nothing bright, and we're the only one that created like really, really bright colors and
bright makeup,
makeup and sexy looks.
I noticed that too, and one of the things I was thinking of when I saw some of your work was on YouTube was it had a candy coating.
Candy.
Yeah, kind of like a bright candy.
Yeah.
Candy coating feel to it.
Yeah.
Well, that's this music video we're talking about, the makeup.
Yeah,
exactly. I mean, it also fits the style of the band too. I mean, it's I don't know. You see artists like Lady Gaga do this where they kind of mold their look for that particular video to match the song.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. I mean, that's what we wanted. We wanted like the song to feel like as one with the music video. Because usually a lot of people just creating the song and then music video and it doesn't combine together. So that's probably why we have different kind of styles of the song and we're having different music videos.
Yeah, and we're using fashion very much.
Yeah, we're using fashion very much.
Now, do you create your own fashion, or like, do you, because I mean, like, some of this stuff, I mean, I can assume that you don't, can't just get it off the rack.
Yeah, we have our own stylist. His name is Slava Chaika, and he's with us from the beginning of the band. And at the beginning, we were just sitting and discussing about what kind of look we want to have and what kind of style we're moving to. Yeah, and basically, we're using only Ukrainian designers in our music videos. Only Ukrainian designers. And well, he's with us. He creates all the makeup, all the looks, and everything for Julia in the world, and for us as well, for the guys.
Now, what does the Hard Kiss have coming up? I mean, it sounds like you guys are gonna, take a shot in the UK and everything. So, what do you have going beyond that? I mean, where can we start to see you all around the world at?
Well, we hope we'll start from UK. Well, we hope. I don't know. I don't know. We don't really have much like in our like plans. Like as I say, that we want to. Well, right now we're working on our music, our like next album, and we're going to release our EP in September. It's going to be like 6 new songs, and it's going to be released in UK. And from that point, we want to see what's going to happen with us, in UK.
Well, I think you've got a bright future.
Well, thank you. We hope so.
So, I mean, I think you guys have, a sound that transcends beyond the Ukraine and could be, global. I actually think you guys could do well over here, too.
I mean, we would love to, but it's really, really hard to get there, actually. It's really hard. Yeah, because, I mean, first of all, we need to go to the festivals, and it's hard to get to the festivals because no one knows us there yet, and no one even want to, like, open our emails, so,
Yeah. Apparently, it always comes down to, the right person at the right time finding you.
Exactly. We hope this person will find us, and we'll find him or her.
Well, I think they will, because I mean I think you're gaining a really good internet presence, to say the least. So, and speaking of that, where can we find the Hard Kiss online?
Where we can find on YouTube, Facebook, and we have our it's Ukrainian Russian network, kind of like it's a social network, kind of like Facebook, where we have over like 120,000 followers. You can find us there.
Nice. And then you also have the hardkiss.com, correct?
Yeah, sure. Where we have music videos and our music.
So you guys are all over, man.
Yeah.
So
we're trying our hard.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, I mean, I'm really impressed. I mean, I am really impressed. You got, not many bands can say that they have not only their own style of music but their own style. It's almost like you're creating a subgenre of rock.
Yeah. And we actually only existing for like 3.5 years.
We're young.
Yeah, we're pretty young.
Yeah, that's the fascinating part. I mean, in some aspects you've achieved what bands that have been around over a decade have yet to achieve.
Well, probably because we're working hard and we're not trying to stick to one style. That's probably why. Because, I mean, when we met with Julia, I said to her, like, let's give us 3 years and we're just going to experiment with the music, with the style, with everything. And if it's not going to work out, then probably we were just wrong. And I think it's came up to a really good place right now in Ukraine.